Now, this week, Margaret Mills is going to be looking at Dummo and Dummo Flitch. Now, what is Dummo Flitch?
Right, the Dummo Flitch is actually a side of bacon.
Oh, really?
Absolutely. Hmm. Now, if you go to Dummo, you will see Dummo Flitch written in several places. Mm-hmm. It's very famous and it's referred to as the trial of the Dummo Flitch. So how can you try a side of bacon? Well, it doesn't work quite that way. The history of the Dummo Flitch goes back to the 12th century, would you believe?
Mm-hmm.
And it's said that Raymond Fitzwalter, who was the local lord of the manor, after he'd been married to his wife for a year and a day, dressed himself in shabby peasant's clothing, went to the prior of Dummo Abbey and asked for his blessing. He was given a blessing, then revealed himself as the lord of the manor. And the prior was so impressed, as you do, he presented him with a side of bacon.
Oh, wow.
Now, the custom grew, and it was decided that if couples came along and could prove that they had been married happily with never a quarrel for a year and a day, they could claim a flitch of bacon. And it's gone on basically ever since. The custom did die out for a while, but in 1855, a Victorian author called Harrison Ainsworth wrote a book called The Custom of Dummo, and it talked about the custom of awarding a flitch of bacon to couples, and this started it up again. And the custom is carried on even to today. It's held once every 4 years in a leap year.
So how on earth can a couple prove that they've never had an argument?
This is where the word trial comes in. They go before a mock jury with judge, jury, counsel for the prosecution, counsel for the defence, and they try and prove and trip up this couple to prove that they're actually telling porkies and that they have had a few disputes, a few rows over the year and a day. Now, if the couple can prove somehow that they haven't and they can answer all of counsel's questions truthfully, then they can claim the flitch of bacon.
Good stuff. All right. Thank you very much indeed. And where are you off to next week then?
Next week, Scott, I'm going to be off looking at a very diligent postman who won an award.
All right. Thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.